Help me today. You know this one. Now, we know it in a lot of versions, right? I mean, some of you are, you know, the old King James, and some of you are different versions. That's why we've got it on the screen, so we can all have the same version. But let us read together this beautiful, beautiful shepherd's psalm. Join me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. Hang on, I haven't got there yet. So, that beautiful psalm reminds us of the care of the shepherd for the sheep. So now, you may listen only as I take us down the gospel road. And I want you to hear the words from John 10. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand, cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they too will listen to my voice. There will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the word of the Lord. It's with a little bit of fear and trembling this morning that I want to spend the time in the 23rd Psalm. You say, well, why is that fear and trembling? It's a peaceful psalm. The fear and the danger is this. We've heard it so often, right? By the way, when do you typically hear the 23rd Psalm? Funerals. Isn't that a shame? Oh, not a shame we hear it then. That's often the only time we hear this psalm. My fear is this, that we hear it so often that we almost shut off our ears because we know what it says. So I invite you today to hear it with fresh ears as we take a journey into the 23rd Psalm. For me, it was on a trip to Israel where this psalm began to come to life for me. It was taking a journey through the Judean hillside. Notice I said Judean. Much different than some of the other parts of Israel up around Galilee where there is some green. But in the Judean hillside, as I was looking out at this arid, desert-like patch of ground, I began to wonder, where indeed are these green pastures that we read about, because this is the area that David was a shepherd boy in. I didn't see any. What I did see were clumps of green here and clumps of green over here and some more perhaps over there. And I began to realize that what the psalmist was really talking about was not this idea that there would be this beautiful, peaceful scene full of lush, green, say, Augustine grass and all of that. But instead, the emphasis of the psalm is on the shepherd. It's on the shepherd. The shepherd who knows where those clumps of green are so he can take the flock of sheep and they'll find good pasture. The shepherd who knows where they are at particular times of the year can make certain that his flock is well fed. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In John's gospel that we read, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And he takes to himself one of the seven great I ams in the gospel of John. He will say elsewhere, I am the bread. I am the light. I am the resurrection and the life, and on they go. But this one is uniquely and intensely personal. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus is not telling us so much about who he is, though in many places he does that. Here he's giving us insight into how he feels about us. By the way, just as an aside, I don't find the analogy that we are sheep incredibly comforting or at all complimentary. Sheep are dumb animals. I don't know how else to say it. Sheep left to themselves are helpless. Sheep cannot find their way out of a wet paper sack. I really don't know how to say this one delicately. Sheep stink. So when God says we are his people, the sheep of his pasture, I want to say, wow, wow, God, thanks. Thanks for that. You know, love that. You know, I'm dumb and stink and can't find my way around. But the whole idea behind that analogy is that you and I, as sheep of God Almighty, are totally dependent on the care of the good shepherd. And what a shepherd we have. Our shepherd knows us by name. When we were in Israel, we saw indeed some flocks. And what was fascinating is there would be a couple of different flocks together. At the point when the shepherd wanted to get his away from the rest of them, he would give to them a particular call that his sheep knew, and they would instantly separate off and begin to follow him. My sheep know my voice, he said. More incredibly than that is our shepherd knows us by name. By name. He knows you intimately. He loves you deeply. He knows us by name. I cannot help but think back to the Gospel of John on resurrection morning. You remember the story, Mary goes to the tomb. She's looking for Jesus. She wants to care for the body of her Lord. And she goes in. He's not there and finds one that she presumes is the gardener. And she asks, you know, where have you laid my Lord? And finally, the gardener says to her, Mary. And when he calls her name, she knows this is Jesus. And she says, Rabboni! Rabboni, my sheep hear my voice and they know me. Jesus' words remind us of his care, his love, and his concern for us. I'm also reminded of the metaphor that we are totally dependent on the shepherd for everything. And that's what the 23rd Psalm lays out for us so beautifully. In this day and age in which we are in a man-centered culture, and it's all about us, and we are the be-all and the do-all and the end-all of our little world. Psalm 23 reminds us it's not about us at all. It is instead about our God, our shepherd, our shepherd. The Lord, Yahweh. Remember when we were going through in Exodus and Moses has been given the job of leading the people out of the land of Egypt. And it's not, he's not incredibly thrilled with that, but he goes and he says, "Look, who shall I tell them your name is? Because all the other supposed gods of the world in that day had names." And what was his name? To which he said, "I am. I am. Yahweh. Tell him I am has sent you." In your Bibles, when you find Lord in all capital letters, that's the translator's way of indicating to you that that's the name Yahweh. I am. That's the word that Psalm 23 uses. Yahweh. The great I am is my shepherd. I shall not want. When did David write these words? Oh, there's some controversy about that. Some will say he wrote these words as a young shepherd boy. I think not. I think that perhaps, and it is perhaps, this is my opinion. I think perhaps he wrote these words when Absalom, his son, is trying to kill him. And he is no longer in the safety of the palace, but he's out again in the fields running for his life. And I can picture David. He's had years of comfort in the palace. Life has been good. He's fat, he's sassy, he's well fed. But now, in his older age, he's camping out again. I don't know about you. We used to camp out a lot as kids. And that was just what we did. It was a cheap way for Dad to take us on vacation because he had four kids, so let's take him camping. It was a lot of fun, and we deeply enjoyed that. And then when my younger days, I would strap on my sleeping bag on the back of my motorcycle, and off we would go, and I'd throw my sleeping bag down on the ground, and I was young. And now I'm like, wow. What's the number for Holiday Inn Express? You know, I want that select comfort bed. And David's at that age, but he's out sleeping under the stars. I picture David in my mind, fleeing for his life, looking up into the heavens at night, and he remembers. He remembers back to a time when he used to do that a lot. He remembers back to the time when he was a shepherd boy. And I gotta believe that as he pens these words, there's a peace that begins to flow deep into his soul. The Lord, Yahweh, he is my shepherd. I shall not want. It is the shepherd who provides for the sheep those green pastures as he seeks them out and finds them out and brings them into those places. It is the shepherd. It is the shepherd that provides for those sheep drinks of water from still waters. You see, David on the run from Absalom desperately needed refreshing for his soul. He is worn slick, but the problem for the sheep is that the water was often flowing so quickly because, you see, it was coming down from the mountains in these wadis as a result of the rains, and the water would flow rather quickly and the sheep would not drink. They had a fear that they would go in and begin to drink and their wool would get matted and they would drown. But the shepherd would take his staff. The shepherd would take some of the rocks and he would pool them up and he would create for them still water. He leads us beside still waters. In the midst of the hustle and bustle of our lives, in the midst of doctor's appointments and tests, and all that goes with that territory. Hear these words. He leads beside still waters. That's the care God has for us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Sheep have a habit of wandering off. They're dumb. They have it so good right there in the care of the shepherd, but, you know, they got their heads down and they just, next thing they know, they're, who knows? They wander away from the security of the flock. And the beautiful picture of the psalmist and John 10 is that our shepherd cares enough for each and every one of his sheep. That when we wander off, what does he do? Yeah, he seeks us. He goes out, he leaves the 99, Scripture says, to go out and find that one. That one. We might look and say, well, he's got 99. What difference does that one make? But we miss the point, and John 10 makes it so beautifully. The whole point is this, that every single sheep is valuable to the shepherd. You see, for that shepherd, his whole livelihood was in the sheep. He was not independently wealthy and had sheep on the side. No, these shepherds, their whole livelihood, everything they had was tied up in their sheep. And so if they lost one of their sheep, they lost a lot of their income, a lot of their money. And so they would keep the 99 safe, and off they would go to find that one who had wandered off and was lost. And the good shepherd cares for us and loves us so much. He goes out and he seeks us and finds us until he puts us around his shoulders and brings us back home again. I don't care how far you've wandered from God. You are never too far from the grace of the shepherd who seeks you and finds you. John will say it this way, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He talks about a hireling, and the hireling is the hired hand. And when the wolf comes in, the hireling says, well, have at it, they're not mine. I'm just here to do a job. But the shepherd, when the wolf comes in, says, those are mine. I'm going to lay down my life for the sheep. That sounds rather benign in our Bibles, but that little word for literally in the Greek is this, I lay down my life in place of the sheep. It's what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. Christ laid down his life in the place of the sheep. Christ is the good shepherd. Christ is at the same time the perfect sacrifice. I lay down my life in place of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. And then hear these words. Even though I walk through the valley of deepest darkness, I fear no evil. Up to this point in the 23rd Psalm, it's been about the good shepherd in the third person, but now the tone shifts. We're in the valley of deepest darkness, and hear how the tone of the psalm shifts. Even though I walk through the valley of deepest darkness, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We don't know what that valley is like. For some, it may be a valley of death, the loss of a loved one. For some, it may be the valley of sickness and cancer. For some, it may be the valley of a child or a grandchild that's gone astray. There is no path so dark, no valley so deep that we ever walk it alone. The Lord is our shepherd. And the great I Am prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. That always sounded rather strange for me. But the image is this, and it begins to make sense, and I'm indebted to a couple of writers for bringing it to my attention. The shepherd, when he would bring the sheep into a new pasture, it was a pasture in which there would often be found certain dangers, snakes and adders and things that would bite the sheep and cause death for the sheep. So the good shepherd, before he brought the sheep in, would take his rod and would go about looking for any danger that might affect those sheep. And when he found the hole of a viper, he would take the oil and he would put it around that hole so the vipers couldn't get up out of there and bite the sheep. And then he would anoint the sheep with oil so that if a viper did try to strike, it would just slip right off and the sheep would be safe. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. And what's the next line? My cup runneth over. My friends, when you realize the care of the shepherd, our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The goodness and mercy of God Almighty are like two hounds that have been sicked on our trail. They're going to follow you every day of your life. And the goodness of God will never let you go. There's the old song, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, O take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This psalm that begins with the shepherd ends with the shepherd. I would have you see in those ancient words, the words of Jesus Christ, "I am the good shepherd." Revel in the care of God Almighty, yes. Delight in the care of the good shepherd, yes. Understand that we come to the shepherd through Jesus Christ our Lord, who loved us so much that he laid down his life in our place. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever and ever. Amen. Let us stand today. And we're going to affirm our faith using the brief statement of faith, which picks up that idea.